But you might have seen on your Facebook timeline a story about this one girl where apparently she was on a date and they went back to her room. They had consensual sex. And after the consensual sex was over, he didn't leave. And she wanted him to, but he forced himself on her again for more sex, which to her mind was the equivalent of rape.
Right.
Now, before we get into whether or not that constitutes rape or not, she complained to the administration, and the administration blew her off. Said, how can you complain about being raped when you're the one that already admits that you had sex with this guy? And because they wouldn't give her what she felt was a sense of satisfaction in terms of finding some justice to this issue, she started walking around with a mattress on campus.
Walking around with a mattress?
You haven't seen this one?
No, I haven't. No.
Okay, well, there are lots of pictures. She was interviewed by major American ABC, CBS, NBC news outlets about why are you carrying a mattress? Because I want to make a visual statement. I will, and she said, I will carry this mattress around until something is done about this issue to my satisfaction. She's still walking around with that mattress. So she takes it around classes. It was apparently the mattress she was raped on.
Right. Still, logistically, that's got to be heavy to carry around.
That was her point. She said, you see this mattress? You think this is heavy? Try being raped. That's the weight I'm carrying around right now.
Well, it's quite brave, if that's the right word to describe it, to put this issue out in the open and expose your private life like that. If she did that, then there must be others who are too embarrassed to say something. I don't know.
With crimes like this, you have to wonder what the real numbers are. Because there are reported numbers, and there's the actual objective reality, which we probably will never know, because I think, I don't know if I was a woman, whether or not I would have the strength to, depending on the circumstances, report a rape.
And that's a tricky issue, you know, like if they already agreed, had consent once, and how do we know that they just didn't have a fight and she wants to get revenge, you know?
And that actually...
One scenario, yeah?
That's right. And that's actually quite believable. Unfortunately, then you get into he said, she said.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
The kids that I talk to in Japan say that this doesn't happen in their country.
I'm not sure the country matters so much. I think the same could happen anywhere, but I don't want to make a general statement. But traditionally, you know, Japan compared to other countries has been more male dominant.
Right.
So it's plausible. Such a scenario is plausible, I think.
What scares me is that traditionally, if you encounter yourself in any kind of situation out of the norm, that you'll do pretty much a lot, as much as you can, to not stick out in a crowd.
Exactly, yes.
And if something like this happens to you, there's actually going to be probably pressure from the family to not report this, to not make a big deal out of this. Listen, you've only got 1 year to go until graduation. Just... you know, just grin and bear it and then just get graduation and you can have that job you want. And that's what creates this idea that because you don't hear about it amongst your friends that, oh, Japan is safe because I never hear about it, that doesn't really mean that it didn't happen.